The northern Lebanese border with Syria has become a focal point ever since the Syrian unrest erupted around 17 months ago. Here, just next door to the northern village of Wadi Khalid, lies Syrian territory. The Lebanese army has enhanced its deployment in this area upon a decision by the Lebanese cabinet. The step came after armed groups launched attacks on the Syrian army from Lebanese territory, prompting the Syrian army to respond and thus resulting in Lebanese civilian casualties.
A lot of people went to Akkar and to Tripoli and saw the flags of the Syrian revolution and saw armed Syrian elements that are inside the hospitals or outside the hospitals. And this is a fact that the Free Syrian Army and armed opposition elements are really deploying in Tripoli and Akkar.
Sources from the Lebanese army told Press TV that a number of anti-Syrian armed elements wounded in clashes were indeed being treated in hospitals in northern and also eastern Lebanon. The deployment of a Lebanese army in this area is considered essential not just to prevent cross-border attacks, but also for Lebanon's national security, as many fear that if those who are instigating violence in Syria gain a foothold here in Lebanon, then the conflict will spread into this country. In the midst of the Syrian unrest, Lebanese officials and even Western intelligence have pointed to the presence of Al-Qaeda and other extremist elements in Lebanon, particularly in the north. Plots by these extremists to launch attacks against the army have also been cited. But experts point to the difficulty of the task at hand for the Lebanese military, given the heavy anti-Assad political presence in the north.
Al-Qaeda, when they see that there is a fragile piece of land, You see them came and settle in this fragile lands, as the situation in Akkar and in Tripoli, mainly the Tayyar al-Mustaqbal and the Salafists, which they provide shelter and support for all the Syrian refugees, and out of them a great number of armed opposition, and they have their own arms.
Northern Lebanon is the hub of support for anti-Syrian Lebanese groups like Al-Mustaqbal, which is led by former Premier Saad Hariri. It also witnessed protests demanding the release of Shadi Moulawi, a member of Al-Qaeda who was convicted of smuggling weapons to the Syrian opposition. Moulawi was later released upon a decision by Lebanese Premier Najib Miqati. Ali Risk, Press TV, North Lebanon.